Da-da-da-da-da. Good evening, everyone. It's time for another bedtime story with Thompson. We're reading... What are we reading, Thompson?
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea by Jules Verne.
And what chapter is this we're going to read now? The last chapter.
Chapter 18. Escape!
All right. The big finale. What will happen? The Nautilus continued on its way as if nothing had happened, but my feelings of horror towards Captain Nemo stayed with me. No matter how much he had suffered at the hands of his fellow men, he had no right to punish them the way he had. I no longer saw the captain at all. We stayed underwater for the next 20 days, surfacing only to renew our air supply. Our position was no longer marked on the map, so I had no idea where we were. One morning I woke to find Ned leaning over me. In a low voice, he said, "Our chance has come." I went up on deck when we surfaced and made out some land about 20 miles to the east. Meet us at the dinghy at 10 tonight. I'll be there, Ned, I replied. The rest of that day seemed to last forever. I didn't dare to leave my cabin for fear of meeting Captain Nemo and having him see the horror I felt for him. But at 7 o'clock I went to the lounge to take one last look at the wonders of nature and art collected there. I felt the stab of regret that these treasures would one day be destroyed at the bottom of the sea along with the man who had gathered them. Then I returned to my cabin and dressed in my thick sea clothes. I gathered up my notes and tucked them carefully inside my jacket. My heart was beating fast and I was unable to control my nerves. I tried to stretch out on my bed and relax. All the events of the past 10 months on board the Nautilus passed before my eyes. The disappearance of the Abraham Lincoln, the underwater hunting expeditions, running around at Torres Strait, the attack by the cannibals of New Guinea, the coral cemetery, the tunnel beneath Suez, the diver and the gold bars at Crete, the treasure at Vigo Bay, the lost continent of Atlantis, the great ice barrier, the South Pole, the digging out of the ice tunnel, the fight with the squid, and the attack on the warship, watching it sink with all hands. Before I knew it, it was almost 10 o'clock. I opened my door and crept down the gangway towards the lounge. Soft, sad music was coming from the organ. Captain Nemo was in there, and I had to pass him to get out. I crept across the darkened room without being noticed. Just as I reached the door to the library, Captain Nemo struck one resounding chord on the organ and cried out in the darkness the last words I ever heard from him. Almighty God, enough, enough! Was he finally regretting? I didn't have time to think now. I rushed through the library, into the companionway, and up into the dinghy. Ned and Conseil bolted the hatches behind me. Then, just as Ned started to loosen the bolts, holding the dinghy to the submarine, we heard voices talking excitedly inside the Nautilus. Had someone discovered our escape? Were they looking for us? No. One word that the crew kept repeating over and over told me what was causing all the excitement. The maelstrom! The maelstrom! The maelstrom? Could a more frightening word reach the ears of any sailor? The maelstrom, off the coast of Norway, was the most violent whirlpool in the world. No ship had ever escaped its raging current. Was the Nautilus about to be dragged down into its depths just as we were escaping? Had the Nautilus been caught up in the maelstrom by accident, or was this some plan of Captain Nemo's? I had no more time to think. The Nautilus started spinning around and around in smaller and smaller circles, and the dinghy still attached to her hull was carried along with her at an incredible speed. We were terrified. Our blood stopped circulating. Our nerves were numb. We were at death's door. "We have to screw the bolts back down," gasped Ned. "It's our only chance." But before he could finish, we heard a loud crack. The bolts had broken. The dinghy was torn from the ship and thrown into the middle of the whirlpool like a stone hurled from a slingshot. My head hit the side of the iron dinghy and I lost consciousness. What happened that night, how we escaped the whirlpool and survived, neither Ned nor Conseil nor I can ever say. When I came to, I was lying in a fisherman's cottage on one of the islands off the coast of Norway. My two friends tearfully embraced me the moment I opened my eyes. Thus ended the voyage, which took us 60,000 miles, or 20,000 leagues, under the sea. Will people believe me? I do not know. But for 10 months, I had traveled under the oceans of the world and gazed at their many wonders. What became of the Nautilus? Did it escape the maelstrom? Is Captain Nemo still alive? If so, has he finished with his terrible revenge? Will the seas one day wash up the book containing his life story? Will I ever find out his real name? I hope so. I also hope that the Nautilus survived in that terrible whirlpool where so many other ships were wrecked. If it has, and if Captain Nemo still lives in the ocean, then I hope with all my heart that his hatred for the world has come to an end. I hope that he is peacefully exploring the seas and will one day share his vast scientific knowledge with the whole human race. The end. And now that book is yours, Thompson.
Yay! I knew I could...
So, how was it? What did you think? Tell us about the story and what you liked and didn't like.
I don't want to tell.
Okay. Good night, everybody. We'll be back with our next book, A Tale of Two Cities.